In episode 34, our goal setting series, titled Add These Three S's to Your Goals, we discussed how important three essential S's can enhance your chances of success. These include doing something that scares you, becoming a student again, and sparking joy in your life. While it's not essential to have listened to that episode to follow this one, I'll include it in the show notes for those curious about the three S's. For today, we're zeroing in on one particular S, sparking joy. By infusing play into our adult lives, I believe that incorporating moments of play can act as an invigorating antidote when you feel stuck in your career, or as a delightful way to reward yourself, keeping you motivated to continue crushing your goals. Late last year, I recorded an episode specifically about reintroducing play and joy into our lives. It's a perfect complement to round out our goal-setting series. So without further ado, here's episode 31, Adding Play into Your Life for a Thriving Career Change. Today's affirmation, I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. If you had known me any time from when I was 5 years old to my early teen years, I probably would have drawn you a picture, made you a collage, or crafted some sort of accessory like a scrunchie or a drawstring bag. Creating and crafting was my passion. I could spend hours at the dining room table, poring over stacks of magazines, searching for that perfect image or text to add to a collage. That was my form of play. A way to feel free and to be 100% true to me. As we age, these moments become very rare, perhaps to the point of non-existence. But I'm here to introduce play into your life as a means to open up your channels of creativity, authenticity, and joy. I'll explore the science behind play for adults and guide you in rediscovering your own form of play as an enjoyable way to help you thrive on your career-changing journey. Hello and welcome to the Mindful Career Change Podcast. I'm your host, Valerie Mickey, a career change counselor and guide. In today's episode, we're embracing a positive affirmation to help restore play into your life and spark a renewed sense of wonder and joy. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. What is play? As children, it was something that came naturally to us. We were encouraged to go outside or play with our toys. We even had scheduled times throughout the day for play. But how does play fit into our adult lives? I like to think of play as capturing pure joy and escaping time, being 100% yourself, free from judgment. Imagine that. When was the last time you can honestly say you did something that made you feel energized and joyful all at the same time? It's probably been a while, right? Of course, with our hectic schedules and responsibilities between home and work, who has time for play? When you do find some free time, you're more likely to want to just zone out, to forget your worries and stresses by scrolling on your phone or watching TV. I get it. I have those moments too. But play isn't a waste of time, nor should it be viewed as selfish or childish. It can help melt away the stresses in your life, open up creativity, spark connection and collaboration with others, and restore a sense of oneself. All of these elements are crucial when navigating adult life, especially during a career change. In a 2013 study, researchers explored the relationship between playfulness, perceived stress, and coping stress styles among 898 university students. The study found that the students who were more playful reported lower levels of stress compared to those who were less playful. These playful individuals were more likely to adapt effectively to stressful situations, addressing problems head-on rather than avoiding them. Play encourages curiosity, fosters resilience. It can help build self-esteem, making it easier to face challenges that may arise. Play not only can help lower stress and build resilience to life's challenges, but can also help replenish you with a sense of fulfillment and happiness, with a boost of serotonin and dopamine, like how I explained in episode 30, The Science Behind Rewards. Play could be the reward you allow yourself to indulge and embrace as the intrinsic motivation to continue to challenge yourself through a career pivot. These happy and motivating neurotransmitters are the key to a healthy and active brain. With serotonin, regulating your mood, contributing to feelings of happiness, and dopamine influencing your cognitive processing, motivation, and focus. Okay, now that you've gotten a bit of the why behind the importance of play in our adult lives, the next question is how? How do we reconnect to play and reintroduce it into our adult lives? First things first, I want you to think back to your childhood, to the times when you played. Your first thoughts may be about the physical act of playing, but the type of play I want you to connect with is when you felt the most free and joyful. For example, when I first thought of play, I remembered how my older brother and sister and I loved playing in my parents' bedroom. Not only did it have a TV, but we loved pretending that their queen-size bed was an island and the floor was made of lava. We created this game where each person had to figure out how to get from the bed to the doorway by using other pieces of furniture without touching the ground. We would do some amazing and not-so-safe leaps and jumps across the room, but we always had a blast. Although I remembered having so much fun playing this game, I never had a deep connection with it. It was just pure fun and games. Yet the play I'm speaking of goes beyond just having fun. I want you to think of the time when playtime meant it sparked utter happiness, making you feel fully connected to yourself. So when I started to give play a little more thought, what it truly meant for me, it immediately took me back to the dining room table, creating collages for my family and friends, as I described earlier. It was a time when I embraced joy and a sense of self, all wrapped into one. That's what I want for you. A second way to define what play looks like for you as an adult is to identify your play personality. I love this concept from Dr. Stuart Brown, the researcher and founder of the National Institute for Play. He has identified 8 play personalities. Number 1, the collector. You enjoy building collections such as baseball cards or vintage clothing. Number 2, the competitor. You enjoy playing and winning games with specific roles, like being a part of a local league for a softball, volleyball, or ultimate frisbee. Number 3, the artist or creator. You find joy in making things or making things work. This might include activities like doodling, woodworking, decorating, fixing machinery, or sewing. Number 4, the director. You enjoy playing and directing, such as hosting theme parties for you and your family and friends. Number 5, the explorer. You play by discovering something new, either physically, like exploring a new place, or mentally. Perhaps as a child, you love foraging in nature and like to imagine going off in the distance in a very magical place. Number 6, the joker. You enjoy being silly and foolish, and you might find joy in improv theater or simply making your friends laugh. Number 7, the kinesthete. You enjoy moving your body as play. Perhaps you like to take dance classes for fun or go on bike rides, either alone or with friends. Number 8, the storyteller. You play by listening or creating stories, enjoying activities like going to the theater or writing short stories for fun. So, which one of these personalities piqued your interest and instantly connected you to a memory or a feeling? Lean into it and explore it. This play personality could inspire your first activities to try again. And when you're engaging in play again, I want you to ignore any adult whispers inside of your head or the inner critic that may be telling you, this is silly, you look awkward, or this is such a waste of time. Let your inner adult know that this is good for you and for your career-changing efforts. It's actually an adult thing to do to play like a kid again. If you want to learn how to coexist and communicate better with your inner critic, check out episode 12, where you'll learn how to infuse compassion and grace into dialogue with your inner critic or your inner adult for a healthier relationship. So, are you ready to embrace this positive affirmation and let your play lead the way in rediscovering joy and authenticity into your life? Let's begin by priming your mind and body so you're open to accept this affirmation practice. We'll start by scanning your body, letting go of any tension or energy that doesn't serve you, and taking a cleansing breath in and out. I'll begin by reciting the affirmation twice. And while you hear the affirmations, imagine you're writing this affirmation down on a whiteboard or you're watching someone write it on the board for you. This will help with memorization. So let's begin. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. I'll repeat this affirmation again, but this time I want you to repeat it out loud to yourself so you can make a connection. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. I'll repeat this affirmation again, and once again, say it out loud to yourself. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. Now imagine doing the activity that lights you up inside. Visualize yourself in this moment. Where are you? What are you doing? How does this make you feel? I'll repeat this affirmation again and imagine yourself in action, in full color. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. Repeat it one last time and give you a moment to let it sink in. I welcome play and joy into my life and stay in the moment, nurturing wonder and curiosity. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes if you had them closed. And if it feels comfortable to you, place your hand over your heart to help seal in this affirmation practice with self-love and care. This affirmation practice is yours to recite and practice for 21 days at least once a day. It's most effective before you go to bed at night or when you wake up in the morning before you start your day. You can take your affirmation practice a step further by making your affirmation sticky. Write this affirmation down on a sticky note and place it on your bathroom mirror as a reminder that it's okay to be playful and connect with your inner child. It's going to help spark joyfulness, curiosity, and creativity back into your life and will help you on your career-changing journey. Or turn this affirmation into a mantra. I welcome play and joy into my life. And repeat it to yourself while you're going for a walk or when you're actually doing the activity. If you're curious to learn more on how to make your affirmation sticky, which is an acronym on how to make your affirmation practice more effective and sustainable, go back to episode 1, where I walk you through the steps on how to make your affirmations sticky so they can have a transformative impact in your career-changing journey. Please make sure to subscribe and bookmark this episode so you'll have it handy whenever you need a quick guide of this affirmation. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a family member or a friend who may need to add a little play back into their life. Or I'd really appreciate it if you could help rate this podcast wherever you're listening. Your support will help other career changers discover the podcast so it can grow and blossom. Thank you for joining me, and most importantly, thank yourself for taking the time to make a mindful career change. I'll talk to you soon. Now go outside and go play.